إنا أوحينا إليك كما أوحينا إلى نوح والنبيين من بعده وأوحينا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وعيسى وأيوب ويونس وهارون وسليمان وآتينا داود زبورا.
O Muhammad, peace be upon him, we have revealed to you as we revealed to Noah and the prophets after him, and we revealed to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and the offspring of Jacob, and Jesus, and Job, and Jonah, and Aaron, and Solomon, peace be upon them. And we gave to David Psalms.
وَرُسُلًا قَدْ قَصَصْنَاهُمْ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَرُسُلًا لَمْ نَقْصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا.
We revealed to the messengers we have already told you of, and to the messengers we have not told you of, and to Moses, peace be upon him, Allah spoke directly.
رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ لِئَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا.
These messengers were sent as bearers of glad tidings and as warners, so that after sending the messengers, people may have no plea against Allah. Allah is Almighty, All wise, so that after sending the messengers, people may have no plea against Allah.
God's purpose in raising the prophets was to establish His argument against mankind. God did not want criminals to have any basis on which to plead that their actions were done in ignorance and that no arrangement had been made to guide man to the truth.
لكن الله يشهد بما أنزل إليك أنزله بعلمه والملائكة يشهدون وكفى بالله شهيدا.
Whether people believe or not, Allah bears witness that whatever He has revealed to you, He has revealed with His knowledge, and the angels bear witness to it too, though the witness of Allah is sufficient.
إن الذين كفروا وصدوا عن سبيل الله قد ضلوا ضلالا بعيدا.
Those who denied this truth and barred others from the way of Allah have indeed strayed far away.
إن الذين كفروا وظلموا لم يكن الله ليغفر لهم ولا ليهديهم طريقا.
Likewise, Allah will neither forgive those who denied the truth and took to wrongdoing, nor will He show them any other way.
إِلَّا طَرِيقَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا.
Save that of hell, wherein they will abide, and that is easy for Allah.
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَكُمُ الرَّسُولُ بِالْحَقِّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَآمِنُوا خَيْرًا لَكُمْ وَإِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا.
O people, now that the messenger has come to you, bearing the truth from your Lord, believe in him, it will be good for you. If you reject, know well that to Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise, all that is in the heavens and the earth. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise.
Mankind are being informed that their Lord is not at all unaware of the wickedness in which they indulge, nor does He lack the capacity to deal severely with those who violated His commands.
Yeah. أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم ولا تقولوا على الله إلا الحق إنما المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه فآمنوا بالله ورسله ولا تقولوا ثلاثة انتهوا خيرا لكم إنما الله إله واحد سبحانه أن يكون له ولد له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وكفى بالله وكيلا.
People of the book, do not exceed the limits in your religion, and do not attribute to Allah anything except the truth. The Messiah, Jesus, son of Mary, peace be upon him, was only a messenger of Allah, and his command that he conveyed unto Mary and a spirit from him, which led to Mary's conception. So believe in Allah and his messengers, and do not say, Allah is a trinity. Give up this assertion. It would be better for you. Allah is indeed just one God. Far be it from His glory that He should have a son. To Him belongs all that is in the heavens and in the earth. Allah is sufficient for a guardian. People of the book, do not exceed the limits in your religion.
The expression people of the book refers here to the Christians, and the word ghulua denotes the tendency to exceed the limits of propriety in supporting one doctrine or another. While the fault of the Jews was that they had exceeded the limits of propriety in rejecting and opposing Jesus, peace be upon him, the mistake of the Christians was that they had gone beyond the proper limits in their love for and devotion to Jesus, peace be upon him, and held him to be Son of God, nay, God himself.
And his command that he conveyed unto Mary.
What is meant by sending the command to Mary is that God ordered Mary's womb to become impregnated without coming into contact with the human seed. In the beginning, the Christians were told that this was the secret of the fatherless birth of Jesus, peace be upon him. Later on, under the misleading influence of Greek philosophy, they equated this with logos, which was subsequently interpreted as the divine attribute of speech. The next step in this connection was the development of the notion that this divine attribute entered into the womb of Mary and assumed the physical form of Jesus, peace be upon him. Thus there developed among the Christians the false doctrine of the Godhead of Jesus, peace be upon him, and the false notion that out of his attributes, God had caused his attribute of speech to appear in the form of Jesus, peace be upon him.
And a spirit from him.
Here, Jesus, peace be upon him, himself, is called a spirit from God. The same idea is also expressed elsewhere in the Quran. And we supported him with the spirit of holiness. Surah Al-Baqarah 2:87. The import of both the verses is that God endowed Jesus, peace be upon him, with a pure, impeccable soul. He was therefore an embodiment of truth, veracity, righteousness, and excellence. This is what the Christians had been told about Christ. But they exceeded the proper limits of veneration for Jesus, peace be upon him. The Spirit from God became the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of holiness was interpreted to mean God's own Spirit, which became incarnate in Jesus, peace be upon him. Thus, along with God and Jesus, there also developed the third person of God, the Holy Ghost.
Allah is a Trinity.
It is urged that the Trinitarian doctrine, whatever its forms, should be abandoned. The fact is that Christians subscribe simultaneously to the unity and the Trinity of God. The statements of Jesus, peace be upon him, on this question in the Gospels, however, are so categorical that no Christian can easily justify anything but the clear, straightforward doctrine that God is one, and there is no God but He. The Christians, therefore, find it impossible to deny that monotheism is the very core of true religion. but the original confusion that in Jesus the Word of God became flesh, that the Spirit of God was incarnate in him, led them to believe in the Godhead of Jesus, peace be upon him, and the Holy Ghost along with that of God, the Father. This gratuitous assumption gave rise to an insoluble riddle: how to combine monotheism with the notion of Trinity?
Allah is indeed just one God. Far be it from His glory that He should have a son.
This is the refutation of the fourth extravagance in which the Christians have indulged. Even if the reports embodied in the New Testament are considered authentic, the most that can be inferred from them, particularly those embodied in the first three Gospels, is that Jesus likened the relationship between God and His servants to that between a father and his children, and that He used to employ the term Father as a metaphor for God. But in this respect, Jesus, peace be upon him, was not unique. From very ancient times, the Israelites had employed the term Father for God. The Old Testament is full of examples of this usage. Jesus obviously employed this expression in conformity with the literary usage of his people. Moreover, he characterized God not merely as his own Father, but as the Father of all human beings. Nevertheless, the Christians exceeded all reasonable limits when they declared Jesus, peace be upon him, to be the only begotten Son of God.